Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I've got some things to talk about. So, I was gonna make this video a lot earlier, and I didn't. And yes, I promise I'll still do the video about the $175,000 sex bot that I don't want anybody to buy, by the way. But let's just go ahead and talk a little bit while I'm still active. It's kind of late, but I want to get in this stuff real quick. So, some of you might have wondered, you know, what happened over the month that I wasn't here. Well, my motherboard died, my processor died, and yeah, my motherboard, my processor, and then my PSU died. All of them. Boom, boom, boom. So, it was trying to figure out what was the problem first, right? So I bought the processor and the motherboard, and they were fine. But the PSU that I bought was not a good PSU. So I had to wait a whole nother week for Amazon to give me this new PSU, which was out of Georgia. So, it took a little while. I'm not that far from Georgia, but I'm far enough that it takes a while. So, anyway, guys, I was without a PC for about a month, which, I mean, it didn't exactly suck. I watched a lot more movies. I watched a lot of Let's Plays, a lot of, you know, games that I'd wanted to play. I watched the entire Space Quest series. That was interesting. And some of the King's Quest stuff, too. You know, just a bunch of Let's Plays, watching a bunch of different movies. Really kind of enjoying my vacation, because it really was a vacation. There was essentially some snow days at work, and I had quite a lot of days off, guys. I had damn near 8 days off. Now, that would have been great to make... Oh, shit. Let's see. It's hard. Because you're always going to get hit a little bit. Damn. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so anyway, guys, like I was saying, I was off for 8 days, alright? So there was a lot of time for me to make content. And if things had been working well, I would have made a lot of it. So also... My mother makes the coffee. Yes, I can make my own coffee, but she chooses to make the coffee early in the morning. Well, she switched up the coffee from what I normally drink to Black Rifle. And Black Rifle, it does something to me. It not only does it make me, I guess you could say, everything that comes out is pretty much liquid, but it gives me a freaking supercharge from hell. Oh my god, dude. If I had been making content when I was drinking that coffee, we would have finished so many games. I probably would have put out like 5-6 videos a day. It would have been crazy because, you know, I was just in the mood to make as much content as humanly fucking possible. And it would have been nuts. We would have finished a lot of games. We would have finished so many games. And remember, it was mostly AVNs that we were focused on that month. Or this month, rather. So, we would have definitely finished Chasing Sunsets. We would have definitely gotten done with Return of Nemea. All that stuff. It would have been finished. We would be doing completely different games by now. But that's not what happened, so unfortunately, I gotta deal with that. So, some of you guys now want to know exactly what the hell is the damage. Well, some of it's okay, and some of it's like, oh shit. So, the okay stuff is that most of the AVN games are good. Most of the AVN games, if not all of them, I'm being honest with you, we didn't lose any save data. So, aside from Lust Theory giving me this really bizarre message that this save came from another computer when I tried to, you know, put my old save into it, everything worked well. Eternum obviously worked well. You know, a lot of the games that we play are all going to be there. There's no problem with any of them. Arrowgay, we did lose progress on several. once again, my fun bag fantasy saves are empty. This is starting to suck, but I will just straight up have to use the, But I'll straight up have to use the method where you basically you skip all unread text until you get to the choice, then you make the choice, then you skip all the text again, you make another choice, you skip all the text, and then finally you get back to where you were in a matter of minutes. Maybe 15 minutes or so. It doesn't take long when you're going through that text. And you always have to make sure that that text is auto-display. Because then it just goes, like, it goes through it like mad. I got all the way where I needed to go in Princess X in like 5 minutes. So, even though it took me several videos to get to that point, we're already there. I can literally hit a button and we can go back with Princess X. So there's no problem with that. And I looked at Sagara Family, I looked at House the Roommate, all those are good. Evenicle, which we weren't going to do anyway, that's lost again, so I'm just going to cheat through it at this point. I'm like, fuck it, I've started that game 4 fucking times. I even lost all my Cyberpunk data. I'm not happy about it. I got to use a mod just so I can skip past the intro. But, oh well, it is what it is. And my Ease 9 data's gone as well, and I was really upset about that because I got to Act 3, right? And it takes about an hour or so to get through each act, and I really just didn't feel like going back through all that. But I'm gonna have to anyway at some point, so I'll just deal with it. And I was just starting to get a hang of it. Anyway, let's see. Dead Days, I think we're good on. I think a lot of games we're actually pretty good on, as long as they have a backup in my folder. You know, because my Armory drive or whatever that I had, it basically has all my saves and all that crap in it. But some games decide to save inside AppData, and AppData was all wiped, because what I had to do is, as soon as I got this, what are they called? M2 drives, the SSDs. As soon as I got this into my new motherboard, it didn't want to read it. Windows didn't want to read it. So I read some guy's comment on YouTube that said you had to just convert it to GP2, and a lot of people were really thanking him for that. And yeah, that's what you had to do. Not GP2, GPT format, sorry. GPT format. Once I did GPT format, everything read. It was good, but I had to clean, and then after that, it was good to put a brand new version of Windows back on. And thankfully, I didn't lose too much. Like, a lot of stuff was backed up. It wasn't that big of a deal. I lost all the original video backups for a lot of our 2024 content. So, it's not really a big deal because, you know, it's on BitChute, it's on MGTOW.TV, you know, of course the YouTube comics are still there. It's not going anywhere. So, there's backups, and of course, you know how to download them. They're not hard to download. BitChute has a built-in download function. If you need anything that bad, you can just push a button. It's not hard. I do it all the time with certain videos myself, so definitely take advantage of that if there's something you want to keep. But yeah, we lost those. And I have other bad news. And this really sucks. Like, this is the worst part of it. I lost all the save data for Treasure of Nadia. Yeah, that's a big game. But, I'm going to use the walkthrough. And I'm going to start going through it on probably either, I'm not sure if it'll be Sunday or Monday, because I'm only off 2 days a week. But either Sunday or Monday, I'm going to just devote one of those days to just reading a walkthrough and skipping all the scenes that we haven't seen, right? Because you're still going to need a walkthrough. Going through that shit, like, from the beginning, there's a lot of stuff you got to remember in it. So, I'm just going to take the time to do that, so we can get back to kind of where we were. And, hopefully, things will be good, for the next time I do Treasure of Nadia, which I do want to finish. I repeat, I do want to finish Treasure of Nadia. Serpent, whatever that is, the Serpent game, Sins of the Serpent, whatever they're calling it, that's nowhere near finished. So, we still have plenty of time to get into that, and the lesser-liked Genesis Order. Not a lot of people like the Genesis Order so much. And there's a couple more erotic games I'm looking at, but nothing just, you know, that beats me over the head yet. All my Subverse data was lost. That's not a big deal. I mean, it kinda is. I did play the game all the way through it. I'm like, I'm not gonna cheat. Well, dude, I'm not going back through all them fucking galaxies and shit again. Holy crap, that's a lot of work. That was hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of my life wasted going through that shit, guys. Like, I don't know. I think somebody uploaded the fucking devotion quest. But I did give you guys the whole game, so, you know. It's better than nothing. I kind of wanted to see those full erotic scenes too, but, yeah. Looks like both of us are shit out of luck there. That'll teach me for backing up a fucking game. Oh, no, putting the game right on Windows. Oh, it'll be fine! Uh-huh. Yeah, we see how that worked. Alright. Drop gun. Oh, yeah. Alright, so the buttons are a little messed up. Alright. Woo, damn! I think that's pretty much it. I don't think there's really anything else I gotta say on this one. But yeah, we plan to do a lot of content, guys. I was off so many days. And I was bored out of my fucking mind. I do have this emulator box, and it also is, you know, a streamer box, and I've watched some older anime. I did enjoy myself. I did play a lot of classic games. I played some of the Goemon games on Konami. Those were pretty fun. You know, just playing some old games, going through old PlayStation games. DP even came over a few times and we just kind of reminisced and played old games. So, you know, it wasn't anything amazing, but yeah, it was fun. Empress has been upset. She has been wanting to do so many shows, and she's wanted to talk about so much shit, and there's so much shit we can talk about. We will definitely be doing a new Empress Hour. My God, she'll beat me over the head somehow from Florida if I don't. So, we definitely gotta go ahead and do that. definitely want to go ahead and get that one addressed, because there's so much we gotta talk about, and she's steaming mad, and she has every right to be. There's some definite politics we need to talk about. There's some, and it's not about the Trump inauguration or Elon's quote Nazi unquote salute. I won't talk about all that right now, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff we've got to discuss. And she is definitely abreast of it, and she'll definitely keep me in, I guess, up to date with what's going on. I try to keep up to date with shit, but you know how it is, guys. You work, you get tired, you fucking go to bed, and the world happens, right? The world's always happening online. Like, there could be some crazy shit going on right now while I'm doing this video, and I don't even know it because I'm doing this video. Oh, I didn't know all that crazy shit happened. Okay. But yeah. We'll talk about all that later. So I'm like exhausted. I'm gonna go take a shower and get ready for bed. And you guys, well, hope you enjoy the future videos we got coming, because I'm gonna try to pump them out like I normally have been. And sorry for the break. Now some of you guys probably think I needed it. And hey, maybe I did. Maybe just chilling and not doing shit was good for me. But I did get a little stir crazy after a while. I'm like, damn it. I'm looking at the fucking calendar. I'm looking at this model here. It looks like she got... I should show... Man, I should post this picture somewhere. But this model on my Sports Illustrated catalog... Or catalog. Calendar, rather. She looks like she got hit upside the head with a bottle and she doesn't know where the hell she is. She's got her hand up against her head. Like, oh, man, I've got a headache. Who are you? Who am I? Where am I? Like, it's definitely not flattering. It feels like she's confused. Whoever shot this picture, they don't know the first thing about pinup. That girl doesn't look sexy. She looks, like, woozy. Like, oh, man. I got a hell of a hangover. That doesn't work for pinup. Anyway, I'm gonna stop jabbing about a picture you guys can't even see. And I'll be back with more videos later. This is the Grimlord, and I'm out. See you next time.